Welcome to episode 3 of the TD Legends podcast. I am Blackman. Alongside me, we have Bernstein, Parker, and the GOAT himself, Hardy. How are y'all today, boys?
It's good, y'all.
Hardy is not the GOAT now.
Nah, bro. I'm Sutton.
This is the second episode now. We have had someone say they are not the person they really are.
Hey, Parker. Parker's letting that GOAT coach list get to his head already, I see.
Yes.
I'm not saying that over the GOAT coach list now. Come on. I'm so, saying that the Tyrone Parker now.
No, TP, toilet paper. All right, anyway. This is a Q&A episode. If y'all didn't see on the ESPN account, I posted the questions box, allowed y'all to ask questions. So we got to answer them here. So we're going to crank this one off real quick. We're going to start in high school because those are the first two questions. So as of right now, who do you guys think are the best defensive players in high school?
Oh, man, y'all leaving me out to dry here, guys. So honestly, I've been really impressed by this high school class. I mean, we talked about how this was going to be an extremely, deep class in general. And obviously that's really come true, but some guys that have really impressed me, Zach Anakstead at safety for Duncanville has been really great. He's really established himself, I think, as probably the best defensive player in the country. I mean, he's won them games from his big plays. So that's who I'm going to support here as my guy for my defensive player in high school. He's my top guy there. But there's a bunch of great ones.
So I'm going to look more at a guy who hasn't won a player of the week yet, but I'm going to be looking at LaPre. I think that LaPre is definitely a guy out there that has definitely showed that he deserves to be one of the top defensive players in the country, yet not having that huge superstar game yet like some of these other guys have. He's definitely proved that he's one of the best defensive players in the country right now in high school.
Yeah, y'all both kind of picked the guys that I wanted to pick. So, what is the guy's name? There's like a Duncanville D lineman, I think.
Oh, yes,
Crowder. Crowder. Yeah, I've been seeing him a lot. I don't really get into it too much, but that's what I'll say about that. Really like what I was seeing from him. He's going to get a lot of offers.
Definitely.
All three of those guys, me, of course, I help run high school. Williams, he's been grinding out a lot of this stuff recently, doing a great job there. But all three of those guys were pointing out in my mind, too. And just a couple more I want to add. Kari Okuda, Josh Gaines, Jamie Dior, KJ Christian, Denzel Murray, Kobe Diggs,
Miles Murray.
This class.
Stupid.
Guys, we say it a lot, and we're going to be saying it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
This is the deepest class in high school we have ever had.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And the recruiting battles for some of these guys, especially like defensive linemen and linebackers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of good ones, and it's going to be interesting to see if some of them end up on the same team or if some of them decide to take a leadership role somewhere else. So definitely one thing to keep an eye on as we move forward. All of those guys. There's a lot of good defensive players on this list.
Wow. Made a chemistry joke and didn't even get a laugh, guys.
I honestly didn't hear what you said.
Hey, you said keep an eye on them, and I said positive or negative.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, I have head final today, guys. Long day.
Bernie, you're just trying to get something else on the end.
That's more.
Hey, I'm trying to get everything on the end of the year compilation. Next, Ed, you gotta like make me,
I think that's more of biology class, Bernstein.
Whatever. Oh, I didn't pay attention.
All right. This one's gonna be very tough, and you don't have to name like them in order at all. But Kari Okuda asked, top 10 recruits.
Oh.
Bro.
Great. I'll give you this. So I'm expecting Garrett Sutton and Jaden Parker to definitely be, you know, top guys.
Darius Juice one.
Yeah, I think I'll give some hype to Darius Juice. He'll be top 10, obviously. I think, you know, you got quarterbacks like Carson Wentz Jr., Jabari Smith, Gabriel King, the running back. Those are just some offensive guys. But obviously, we've talked about a bunch of the defensive guys, so I just wanted to highlight a couple of the offensive guys. Storm Harris. So, you know, I think those guys are definitely going to heavily feature.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say that guys like Malcolm Crowder, Jaden Parker, Garrett Sutton, Storm Harris is definitely going to be there, I think. I think we'll see TJ Hickson. Maybe Clayton Scoob manages to sneak himself up a star into that five-star area. I mean, there's really a lot of guys here. You can definitely, like, be a top 10 recruit. It's just way too early to tell right now with how active everybody's being.
Yeah. I'm eager to see how many quarterbacks are going to be in the top 10, though, because, like, every quarterback's good.
Doesn't matter. We already know who number one is.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Dakota Akers, bro.
No cap.
Dakota Akers running high school right now, man. I mean, I ain't going cap.
Hey, for real.
And back to what Burns said about Gabriel King, Westlake just got their first win of the season against Ranch.
No way. Stop the cap.
By Jaden Parker and Darius.
Yo, that game hasn't been posted yet. You just spoiled that for me.
Gabriel King 2 minutes ago. Gets the 56-yard TD run with ice in his veins and wins the game 28-27.
Guys, we got our answer.
Gabriel King.
You flossed that.
Like, Gabriel King gets player of the
game. You just made me and Darius lose while we're talking with you on this podcast.
I didn't do that. Wait.
Hey, guys, wow. Westlake, you know, we finally found out that they have a little bit of drown, not as much drip. I mean, you know, we finally learned that they can drown a little. Hey, Parker, I have a question for you. You know, you want to be the number one recruit. Are you going to win a game?
No, we're not going to. Me and Darius just don't have the help.
Hell no.
So, Westlake and Rancho now both at 1-2.
Oh, fuck that.
No, we're 0-3.
No, we're
0-3. Oh, you are? Yes.
We're awful.
Oh, we're Jesus. Awful. We so
we're atrocious.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yes, it is pretty terrible. No. We're the New York Jets of the TD High School community.
But to be fair, y'all are like, we're the Florida Gators of the
high school. All right.
The only two active guys on that team.
Don't ever be coming at the Florida Gators like that. We're like Alabama.
Shots fired. Abolish life.
You already know what's going to happen on Saturday night. No cap. We're going to lose.
Cap, we taking it by 40. Ben ain't got none on contract.
I think they take it by 40 at this point, bro. I'm scared.
All right. I guess let's move on to the next question because we keep saying we're not going to drag it out.
As long, you know what?
You keep saying we're not going to drag it out.
That is a very good point. All right. Next question. This one actually got asked twice, both by West and Gaines. Conference champion predictions, not conference championship.
I like this question.
All right. Big 12 Texas. I didn't want to hear anything about all these Baylor guys. I'll get into that eventually, but you know, let's go, not the right time. Not the right time. ACC Miami, Big 10 Ohio State, Pac-12 Washington, SEC give me Bama. So I think everyone's gonna have those picks. Hardy can't answer this. So
all right, I'm gonna respectfully be respectful here. SEC is easily gonna be the Tennessee Volunteers. Now coming out of the ACC, we're gonna have the Miami Hurricanes. Big 12. I mean, I don't know. I think it's gonna be Texas right now, but you never know with those double rivalries going on between either Oklahoma or Baylor.
Well, I think they're too worried about each other.
I think they're worried about each other. I'm playing you in the Big 12 championship. Jones is going to lose his mind when Davian Blackman drops 4 touchdowns on his head in the Big 12 championship game. And then Pac-12, I'm going to go ahead and choose Washington. And Big 10, I'm going to choose Ohio State.
So you're biased.
Okay. I'm not biased. I'm respectful. I'm respectfully being respectful.
All right.
Yeah.
You do that.
Hardy, I guess you probably won't be able to answer this question. I'll give mine. Big 12, Texas, Big 10, Ohio State, ACC, Miami, SEC, I got to go Bama, and then Pac-12, the America's team, Washington.
By the way, if we are going to say something, I'm a minimum 7-0 against Alabama, not including regular season.
Shut up. Shut up, bro.
Nothing Hardy wants to hear it.
7-1 after this season.
Oh, that's I'm more than 7-1 because I played them in the regular
season. I'm not predicting Bama until we win it.
Hardy's not going to pull a repeat of last year.
Bro.
Telling me all that.
We are so cheeks.
Alabama's going to beat Florida. Right. Loses.
Yeah, Tyrone Parker sells.
Tyrone Parker's the carry of that team. You better watch your mouth.
Now we're going to get a little spicy with the questions. So,
spicy.
Coach Jordan, newly hired at Arizona State, asked, how do you feel about my coaching?
Now, I like it because, first off, it's not a school that I want to go to as a coach.
Yeah.
Second off, so you're not stewing one of my teams. Once again, I've literally been hinting at a change for the last, 3 weeks. So, y'all have been, listening to the pods. Yeah. It's going to happen. Second off, Pac-12 looks competitive, guys. I mean, we were talking last pod about how we're happy about, America's team. You know, it's like the John Cena of TV, Washington. But then we got, USC, my arch enemies, because I have PTSD from coaching USC. And then Oregon, obviously, good team. So I'm excited.
Yeah. I think it was a good choice of him to become a head coach. I personally don't like the Arizona State unis. I don't know what it is. I don't like the red color that they use. But Arizona State is a cool school. They got cool models, but I just don't like the jerseys that much, man.
You coach Tennessee, bro. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah,
I coach Tennessee, don't I?
Least drippiest in the SEC.
You might as well just be quiet right now. Your opinion is
invalid. It is not invalid.
Garrett Guadagnino looking.
Hold on.
I think he chose Arizona State because that's who he plays for him. VIP.
Really?
I don't pay. Yeah. Javonte Brown.
I think there's a couple other reasons, but
I just think he really started to like him after Bap.
Yeah.
That is a very good point. All right.
Because, I'm looking at his house out my window right now.
That ain't creepy.
I'm not even playing that.
Hardy's a stalker, question mark?
Yeah, I think he is.
Maybe.
We've been know this.
All right.
I don't know what y'all are.
So, we actually got the same question twice, but they were worded differently. So, the first way I'm going to go with it, teams with the brightest future.
Ooh, I actually like that question a lot. But Bernie, as I stated, you got the floor here.
All right. Teams with the brightest future. I mean, I gotta say, Miami is probably the first team that springs to mind because they're very young. Hardy, I've been saying this on every pod. This Miami team is a lot like Ohio State last year, but they're already damn good. But I want to give some shout outs to some other kind of you know what? I hit on Oklahoma a ton on this pod, but they got some good young players. I'm gonna keep it up, and then. One more team that I want to give. USC. I have some promise. So I like what all three of those teams are doing. So
being the only one here who hasn't hated on Oklahoma yet, I gotta say they have a very good bright future, and I think that they're gonna stay up to that, possibly dominating the Big 12 once if Bernie leaves Texas. Then I'm gonna go ahead and say Baylor also has a very bright future there in the Big 12. That could be very good between having a upcoming top-notch rivalry in the Big 12 between Baylor and Oklahoma, which we're already starting to see.
All right, is it my turn?
Yeah.
I'm going to try to say some ones y'all hadn't said. So I'm going to start with the one. I don't know why nobody said it, but Kentucky. You got to think about Kentucky.
I like Kentucky.
That's where I was. That's where I was.
Look, Kentucky has no chance against Tennessee.
All right, bro. Stop the cap.
They just beat Florida.
But they won't beat Tennessee. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of some ones y'all didn't say. USC, that one really stood out to me.
Yeah.
I like what they're doing there.
Ooh, I know one. FSU.
Yeah, for sure. That was one that was snaking around my mind. Langford's going
to
be good.
Williams is always a really good coach. He'll always find out a way to make his team starstruck.
Okay.
Yeah, Metcalf and Langford kind of remind me of TJ Wright and Baker that started that program.
Yeah.
I could see them being really good.
I could as well. Depends on how much Metcalf's going to care.
Yeah, I don't know why you used Jameis Winston over Blackman, though.
No, I don't know what you're talking about, bro. He needs to post the pictures of, like, with the crab legs and cord and, like, all that, man. Got plenty of storyline, like, you know, like, hey, if he wants to do in storyboard and use Jameis, I'm sure he could.
I feel like if there was one person in TD that would rob Publix for some crab legs, it would be Metcalf.
I don't know. I think there's some other guys that spring to mind.
Yeah, bro.
If you're talking about me, I don't want to.
I ain't talking about you.
I don't like crab legs.
Publix does have some good crabs. Bucker cap. You know.
Why don't you just stick to chicken tenders, dude?
Hey, they got fire popcorn chicken. But Pub Subs are goaded.
Ooh, popcorn chicken is gas.
Yeah. All right. Back to football.
Yes. Hardy, do you have any more?
No, that's it.
All right. I guess I'll say a couple. North Carolina, two of the top five coaches. I don't remember exactly where we were ranked.
Two and four.
Vernon and I did the
two
list.
And four, I think.
Brian coaches UNC.
They I mean, I don't care if they've already had a good career. They have a bright future at North Carolina. Another one, Ole Miss. I think Metcalf, if he can – no? You don't think so? if Metcalf can stay active, I think he can do
– Guys, we forgot it.
There. And
– we forgot Notre Dame.
And Notre Dame. Oh, shit.
We know, Parker. We know, okay?
Shake my head. You're not taking Mahoney's job.
I'm gonna take someone's Mahoney. Job, but that's part of our group chat and no one else.
I've been telling everybody that team is taken, right. So you don't have anything to worry about.
Right. Wow.
Nice. All right. So if we're done there, we'll go best upcoming player.
Like just in general?
In NCAA football.
I'm going to shout out a couple guys. First off, I want to shout out a guy that has not played college football yet because he's taking a team move and he's making a good decision for his career. And I know Hardy agrees with this, but Drake Logan's going to light it up for Bama.
Yep. Oh, yes.
So,
sir.
You know,
yes,
good sir. Team move. I'm excited to see what he does in the future for that team at Q. Jake Harris, bro, stepped up for Kentucky. And y'all know I mess with him. So, and I mess with that Kentucky team because Nolan's my guy. So, yeah, good for them. And one more. Hey, I got to give a shout out to my own guy, Minka Nolan. Freshman, played well against Kendrick Jordan. I think he's going to step up as the best D-back on one of the better teams in the country, number one team ranked. So, yeah. Minka!
One guy that stands out to me personally is Sterling Madison.
Yeah.
I think that he has a huge chance to be a featured running back in a couple of seasons and be a top one in the country. And he's a guy that easily could become a Heisman contender in the snap of a finger if he really steps it up and really becomes one of those
fish.
Top running backs.
Damn, that's shit. Yeah. See.
Is that all
you I'm just going to name one, but there's a lot of guys that you could truthfully name.
I want to start with might be the best defensive freshman in the country, A.K. Andrews. You saw the game he had against Florida. I think he's going to be a stud if he keeps up the activity. He's actually seeming like he cares about the league more. I'm trying to look through rosters to see if I see any more. Sterling Madison was a good one that you brought up. And also like Minka Nolan, because he's proved he's got a lot of talent.
Yes, sir.
Especially playing the first game against the best receiver in the league. So, yeah, that's all I got.
All right. I'll name a couple, and I'm going to go a little bit different route. They're not really, I would say, upcoming, but they're starting to prove their worth now, maybe a little later in their careers. So, first off, Jaden Johnson, wide receiver at Miami. He's a senior now, but went from being wide receiver three at Florida.
Yeah.
He was kind of three, though.
He posted like twice a day.
And then another guy that was on that same team, Jared Gaines, both wide receivers, both were at Florida until their senior year. And they both have risen up as probably top eight wide receivers in the league right now.
I agree.
Hey, I also want to shout out Jackson Mahoney. He's actually
that's your best little son, bro.
To be playing alongside with Petrovic.
I mean, I'm trying to use both of them. So he's kind of like, they're both kind of like one of them, like kind of flexing at like receiver two, because since I got like two receivers, but I'm trying to get him involved in the offense. I know he's determined to get himself involved. So
I do have one more guy I could recognize too. That's Cameron Brewer, the athlete for USC. I mean, he came in as a quarterback. I think he, I don't know where he transferred from, but I know that he like left his original school, I think.
Yeah, Utah.
Yeah. He definitely has a chance to be big at USC because, I mean, he switched out to an athlete, it looks like, and maybe he's going to go big time as an athlete.
Yeah, Coach Anixter messaged me and said he's playing full-time
receiver
for the rest of his career. So,
yeah. Hey, that could be a great move for him there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Unless Burn and Parker, unless you guys have, like, an idea of one, Hardy, this one's particularly for you. Heisman watch.
Let me get mine together. Y'all can mention some names that you want to mention, and I'll get mine.
Yeah, so we're awesome guys. I mean, obviously, last year's Heisman winner, the greatest running back to ever grace the face of this earth, and the most beautiful human being of all time, Brian Bernstein. he is a Buckeye, and his name is Brian. He carried the ball like 57 times in that first game. Hey, gotta give some respect there. My boy Nemo, shout out, playing cute in Texas. But also, you know, I gotta give my shout outs to some of these you know, defensive guys. You know, I think it's even more open than it was last year, which I'm excited about because it felt open last year, but like it also felt like it was gonna be one of a couple. But you know, yeah, I'm happy about that.
This guy that I'm going to name may be the best defensive end that we could see coming since Cross Harris, and that could be A.K. Andrews. I don't know. He's been playing lights out for Miami so far this year, and who knows, maybe he might be the first defensive end to possibly be in that Heisman conversation since Cross Harris.
Yeah. I don't know why he don't wear 47, though. Missed opportunity, man. It's like PG-13, AK-47.
I think Miami's only 47 is like a tight end or something. He's white, so yeah.
Unfortunately, guys.
So I got like six. I got like seven names that I've thought about.
Let's hear it, Mr. Hardy.
I would say in first place is still Triple B for right now.
Man,
I mean, because. He's carrying the ball 50 times a game. Jesus. He should be getting 50 times. Live script, bro. He carried the ball 50 times. Right. Deshaun Park lives on that Pacific. This guy had a 200-yard game just now that we saw. In second place, I'm going to go with Jake Harris. Because, I mean, I know you all liked him a lot, and I'm starting to catch on with that too because he's unbelievable in the live script today, getting that Kentucky team rolling. They had every player on their team active, and it was a lot because of his leadership. So I really respect that.
Well, it's not hard whenever there's five of them.
Hey, shut up, bro. All right, so – I'm going to say number three, Nemo. I think he's the best quarterback in the country right now, even though I didn't really like him dipping on BRJ. I'm not going to lie, but he's doing pretty good in that system. Christian King is still there, in my opinion. He's not getting talked about like he should. He's still the same running back he was a year ago. This one's going to surprise you all, but AJ Rodriguez, I'm telling you. He's had the potential his whole career, and he's finally getting the activity down. And to go alongside with that, this is another one that's going to be surprising. And it might sound a little biased, but he's back again. The Williams family, he's back to his old activity. And Kyle Williams is the best wide receiver.
Right when I thought you were about to say something positive about Tyrone Parker, you had to flip the script and say Kyle Williams.
I thought he was going to go.
Kyle Williams isn't even the best wide receiver in the SEC. Come on now. What are you talking
about? Shut up, man. You need to get Armani Carter rolling if you want Kendrick Jordan to be the best.
Kendrick Jordan can play the Wildcat.
Hey, in the words of – I think it's in the words of Will I Am. I think that you could be the greatest. You could be the best. You could be the King Kong.
Bro. And burn back.
No. It just came to my head.
Do you start laughing before you finish the sentence?
Also, y'all, by the way, battle of Oregon quarterbacks and in the Raiders Chargers game right now, Mariota and Herbert. It's pretty fun. Swagger and Danny.
Nemo.
Yeah. So, yeah, whatever we were talking about.
And lastly, UCLA's quarterback, Quentin Okuda.
UCLA has a quarterback?
Come on, man. Yeah.
Yo,
since when?
Never forget when Brian Bernstein committed to UCLA.
No, never forget when he committed to Mahomes.
You took him to the Pac-12 championship.
You know how many other offers I had, though? Zero. So
I think I offered you. I do believe that.
You to be a backup for 2 years.
No, redshirt for a year and be a backup for one.
All right, Hardy, who was your last name?
So the
Parker Burns. Shut up.
The last one's Dylan Petrovic.
Washington. Yeah.
America's team.
Yes.
America.
I don't know why everybody calls him Dill though.
Like Dill Pickle.
Like,
to be quite honest, I don't even know his actual. I don't know his first name till just now. So thank you for that, Hardy.
Did I put that wrong?
I think it's on the Heisman watch or something. Like,
oh.
Dill Pickle Petrovic.
All right. Next question. This one actually comes from a guy we talked about just a second ago. Jake Harris asked, Kentucky's ceiling and floor.
All right. You know what?
I personally want to start this.
Yeah, I guess.
All right. Kentucky's ceiling, I think they can be SEC champs. Within the next two or three seasons, because Alabama's losing Mercer Harris and Kyle Williams and Tyrone Parker at some point, so someone's going to be able, even if Hardy is able to replace him, I think they can come in and take over. So that would be their ceiling and a floor.
No,
I think you could probably be, yeah.
Oh, you could probably be at Tennessee level. We're taking shots now.
Shots fired, bro.
So you think it's funny to take shots like that? I just want you to know I have 7 SEC championship wins, so I don't want to hear you talking.
And I brought you three.
You were inactive for 2 of those, actually.
black men woke up and chose violence.
And the other two, if I wasn't there, you'd have lost.
You're probably right. Thank you very much. You're probably right.
You're welcome for the two interceptions two seasons ago.
I think the ceiling for that team would be season two Washington State, a mediocre playoff team at best, if possible. Their floor would be like Tennessee, I guess, if you want to take shots.
Hey, you know what? Parker, all right, whatever. I'll move on.
What do you want, Bert? No, I want to hear what you had to say.
No.
You brought it up. I want to hear what you got to say.
I'm saying Kentucky. You compared to when you're calling that Washington State team low level.
No, I'm not calling them low level at all. I said that the best that they could be would be a low level playoff team, not low level.
Okay, so you're saying they'll win the SEC.
Yeah, I said that they could be SEC winners.
You kind of said it like mean like they're low level playoff team.
Yeah, I guess I worded that wrong. I mean like a playoff, like a round one
loss. Yeah, I feel. So just me forever, basically.
Basically.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, okay.
Four is they're somehow worse than Tennessee. Just kidding, Parker. Four is like low level New Year's Six, probably.
Florida.
Yeah, they're good.
They're solid.
They just beat Florida. They just beat the Jets, bro.
I dropped Harry Jennings and I'll drop the Florida Gators.
Jaquan Juice backpack. Blake Perriman, are you alive?
Or do you have a? I am alive. I was waiting on you to give your
scene. I didn't know if this was a question I was allowed to answer.
Okay. So, I mean, if you want to answer it, I guess you could.
Why wouldn't he?
Is he allowed to answer this, man?
Should I? I don't know.
Exactly.
I'll go floor is just what Burns said, a low-level New Year's 16. Are you talking about for this year or, like, for the future?
I don't know. It just says Kentucky ceiling.
I'm just going to go this year. After that win, I'm going to go what I just said. The floor is a low-level New Year's 6, and the ceiling is they upset Alabama. They beat Tennessee. They're undefeated, and they're like the fourth seed in the playoffs. I think it's legitimately possible. Like, nobody's really talking about that. I mean, Alabama always chokes in the SEC championship, so I'm not.
They find a way to do it.
So I'm not going to count Kentucky out if that's who we have to play.
I will say this year, a one-loss Alabama is not getting in the playoff.
Tyrone Parker disagrees.
If Washington's there.
Why can't Herbert cut it there?
Because there's too many good teams at this point. All right. Next question comes from Mahoney.
Yes.
Top five tight ends this season.
Okay.
I've been waiting on this one.
I'll say
this is a very specific question. Harris.
Give me Petro. Give me Sutton. I'm thinking a couple. Like I'm thinking like Zoe Logan, Mahoney, and Nico Williams are the other guys.
That's fast. In no order, I'm taking Mercer, Sutton, Petrovich, Wentz, and Logan.
Mercer Harris. That's all that matters.
Now, can we talk about Tyrone Parker making a serious case right now for the Dilwack Walker?
Bro, can we make a serious case about how you need to go back to first grade?
Except you fumble the ball too much.
Dilwack Walker.
How's it pronounced?
That's like you're like making a chemical formula. Dilwack.
Well, I'm in chemistry right now. You fool. So.
Hey, I've got an A in chemistry, so.
And I got a 95 in chemistry. Yeah, I've had an A.
Hey, you know what? I don't care.
All right, back to football. Riley asked, I believe Javari Riley is the quarterback at Ohio State, if I'm not mistaken. He is asking, can he be a star in the league?
I say yes, too.
I say yes, 3.
I hope he listens to this because all in favor say aye. I said, I want to say, I hope he listens to this because I was thinking about that right before I got on. I've seen his activity and I'm not really been able to give him a chance to like know that he's good, but he's good, especially for a freshman.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted him so bad. Fuck you. Fuck you, son.
They read a bye week whenever I was doing notables, and then he wasn't in the script, so I kind of felt bad because he deserves it. So if you're listening to all this, Javari Riley, that's
yes, we all do. Maybe some of us more than others, but we all do. All right, that's all the questions we have on ESPN. Kayvon King has tagged me in 3 posts in the last 50 minutes. That's cool. I guess.
Yeah, we could chill for a little bit more. A little bit
longer.
High school basketball dropped their magazine.
Yeah. I saw it. Looks
nice.
All right.
I have a couple questions for y'all, if you don't mind. So, first of all,
good question.
Trying to think.
Okay.
Because I want to make these.
Yeah, we can do that. Question. I think like 5-10 minutes more minutes of questions up, probably man. The wrap.
Yeah.
I got shit to do.
All right.
Are you actually?
Hold up! I want to talk about how I'm getting shit on. Bro, you just gotta put me in there
because I technically run the Florida Gators Association.
Hey, I'm just saying, bro. Nothing as big as. The Jones Blackman beef though.
Dude, for real, bro. Blackman, dude, he just gotta get out of here because everyone knows. Jones is our
No cap.
Are they calling you an op?
Elliot, stop being an op.
Actually, Jason Parker was not NBA at that time. So
remember Parker DMing me when I first like joined. He's like, "Yeah, I'm making a receiver in BAP. I hope he's good."
Yeah, and guess what? Now he's 2-time.
I'm the greatest. I'm one of the greatest receivers of all time.
I am.
In the coaches chat, BRJ called me the TD Giddy Giddy.
Must suck not to be one.
I think I am number one, actually. I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, it must suck not to be number one in VIP wide receivers.
Yeah, that's cap. All right, first question. This is for everybody. Give me, say, 2 guys.
So we're just naming players.
I want all of you to name 2 different guys. So no one copy anybody.
We gotta do a trivia show at one point. That'd be funny.
Let me finish. Yes, we do. Did they?
Duncanville just won, by the way. Duncanville just won. 31-21 over the
Give me 2 guys. I don't want to even attend. At this point in the season, have looked really good, maybe haven't risen up as a possible Heisman contender. But give me 2 guys that you are really excited to watch their career.
You know, I'm going to give some credits to Drew Bird because, you know, he's just a freshman for Miami and he's leading a really good team. But obviously the pressure hasn't really, like, been as much on him because of how strong their defense is. But we know how talented this guy is. We saw him play in high school last year. So I'm excited to see how he continues to progress. And another one I'm excited to see is Roquan Prensky. I know he was obviously fantastic last year for Ohio State. I'm excited to see if he can take that next step into, like, that Kermit Sutton range, which I think he can, but will he? I think that's a different question.
So the two guys that I'm going to go ahead with, the first guy comes from Rutgers. He's a running back, Graham James. I think that Graham James is definitely one of the better guys out here at running back.
Come on, bro.
They can get him some help. He definitely has a chance to be a possible Heisman contender. And the next guy that I'm going to go with is Devontae Walker, wide receiver from Washington. He has a chance to be an absolute stud for Washington. But yeah, he already has one of the better quarterbacks in the league on his side. He's in a pretty easy conference as of right now, depending on how well USC and Arizona State can be, or even Oregon. But he definitely has a chance to go big and possibly be a future Biletnikoff winner.
All right, so with my first guy, I'm going to go with Travail's linebacker at Miami. Kanye, I forgot his name. Okonye. Yeah, him. He's always been good. If you remember, he was a Buckeyes finalist at Utah as a freshman, and I'm glad he made a TD account and he transferred to a good place like Miami. And for my second guy, Parker, the guy that Parker gave up on, Zaire Ross. I still think he's one of the best quarterbacks in the country. He came for the live script, which is unusual for him. And even though he didn't pop off like the script may have said against Florida, he still put up good numbers, and I think Zaire Ross could find himself back in the Heisman talks very soon.
All of those picks, and to be honest with you, I don't think there's any of them that I thought of off the top of my head, but if I had to pick two, I would say definitely Sterling Madison, because Baylor's just going to continue to get better, and I think he is the leader of that team. So, and then another one.
A little bit angry.
I'm gonna go DeMarcus West.
A nice juice.
Linebacker at Alabama, and Alabama. Crazy strong offense, right? With Rod, TP Williams, and Mercer Harris, all probably top guys at their position, maybe not Parker. I don't know. Because running back is a very stacked position. But on the defensive side of the ball, they're not as strong as they have been in recent years. Like you remember with guys like Kermit Sutton. So I think he's going to step up, be the leader of that Alabama defense in the coming year.
Well, do you think we can do one or two more questions?
And so,
Chase Cruz is good.
Yeah,
we always go longer than we think.
I gotta go to sleep, so we'll do one more question. Yeah, I know. Last question, and then we'll end it. Let's skip ahead a few years. Let's not talk about this season. Let's go. It's 2027, 2028 right now. Give me a playoff prediction.
So 4 years.
For 20. All
right, 4 years.
Two.
Playoff teams, right now.
Yeah. That means that everyone in the league right now, besides the red shirt freshman.
But yeah, but that's going to factor into my thing, because if Hardy's still Bama, we'll make the playoff. Jake Logan senior year. Give me Bama. Give me.
That's going to be senior Drake Logan.
And you with Miami. Give me Ohio State because they're boring. And then, you know what? We're going to have two SEC teams like always. Give me LSU. Wink.
Interesting. I'm going to go ahead and say Bama, Miami. I'll go ahead and say LSU and TCU.
Ooh.
I hope people like listen to what we're saying.
we're foreshadowing so hard. Okay. Hardy.
No.
My fault.
They forget about safety coaches Virginia Tech. Give me your same man motherfucking Hokies, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God! All right, I'm going.
Oh, okay.
Bama,
nice.
Because you know Right. I can be right always because I can put Bama in there if I want to. Blackman, I hate to say it, but this is going to be after all your first class leaves. So I'm going to say,
I love you, Blackman. This is rigged. I'm joining story.
North Carolina. Because I think they're going to build their team up.
Mm-hmm.
So Bama, North Carolina. I'm going to stick with Ohio State because.
But will they have enough models by that year? Models.
But who's the fourth seed?
Sutton's an ass coach.
Yeah, that's a good
point.
Yeah, they're Ohio State.
Oklahoma in 4 years. Oh, no.
Hey, I don't know who coached Oklahoma.
I just put two ACC
I don't even know who's going to be the coach of Oklahoma. In 4 years, dude. It'll be LSU or TCU as that 4 seed.
I guarantee you it's me. That's where we're going next.
Yeah, but I couldn't get Oklahoma. You decided to say E-Man Young was a better candidate.
I'm going to Oklahoma
so right?
Drake Logan can beat Kyler Murray.
You stay hating on me. You stay hating on me. These guys who quit after 3 days sitting in the job spots I want and tell me no.
I'll still do what I want, bitch.
He also gave you a natty in 2026.
I still have to
talk about that. My list,
facts.
I would go probably if Hardy is still at Bama. I'll agree with all of you. Arizona State. Arizona State. North Carolina. Hardy,
I should have said you after
North Carolina. And four. I'm going to go.
Parker, are you going to TCU?
Wow.
Michigan.
All right. I mess with it.
I like it.
Yep.
Coach Rod.
Coach Rod.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So I got to say it.
This is a fun episode.
I know I got the lyrics wrong, guys. It doesn't say get up stuff.
Let's say it on three. Oh, one, two, three. Bend the news.
I already knew what you were going to say.
Bend the news. I'm going to say yeah,
no. Burn, I'm going to help you out. Yeah.
Chargers, by the way, just got like a big pick that's going to win the movie.
Are they?
Yeah. I think it was Nazir Adderall, former Delaware.
Arthur.
Nice.
It's, yeah, that's a, yeah, that's us, but that sounds wrong. So it's, yeah, that's us.
Yeah, that's us. Yeah. Because we're not sus. We are kind of sus, though.
Make sure to give me my 50 cents per minute that I spent on this live.
Legends show. All right. So. Fun episode. All right.
Hold up. I got one. What's up?
Really?
I got one last thing.
I say we let him.
Armani Carter once in the lot and into TG Legends.
I think he might be the greatest quarterback of all time. Actually, I forgot. Armani Washington is the greatest quarterback
Armani
of all
Carter,
time.
I told him
Armani Carter is the second greatest quarterback of all time.
Yeah, LaMarcus Rose. Hey, LaMarcus.
Did you guys just completely forget that Cade Coleman existed?
I would say LaMarcus Rose. LaMarcus Rose.
Yeah, I think Cade Coleman.
Guys, I was just going to say one thing in common. They're Texas legends. All right. Good way to end it.
Cade Coleman went to the playoffs.
But the greatest player of all time, Bo Patterson, without a doubt.
Cade Coleman went to the playoffs.
Fellas.
Stop.
We're going to end it.
Oh,
because
whoa,
been
hold
long
on.
Time.
So we're taking shots as you've
Thank
been in it.
Everyone.
I think that's why you're.
Last night.
All right.
0-7. Hold it.
Let's get out of here.
I'm trying to mediate here and I can't control the guys. Jesus. Okay. Episode 3, Q&A.
Alabama's beating Tennessee by 50.
I am Blackman, and 4, Hardy, Parker, and Byrne.
See ya.